This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky did say that counteroffensive and defensive actions are underway against Russian forces. Zelensky said Saturday that his top Ukrainian commanders were in a positive mindset as their troops engaged in intensified battles on parts of the front line. A group of protesters gathered at a German lake Saturday to call attention to the destruction of the dam in southern Ukraine and the humanitarian and ecological disaster it has caused. More details from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Organized by an association of young Ukrainians in Germany who feel the international community has not done enough in response to the destruction of Ukraine's Kakhovka Dam June 6, which flooded dozens of villages, displaced thousands, and submerged valuable cropland in the southern Kherson region. Ukraine and Russia have blamed each other for the destruction of the dam. Ukrainian protester Mila Moskalenko said she was there because the flooding affected her directly.
Right now, my mom's home is completely underwater, so basically all my mom's stuff and my childhood things are underwater with all my neighbors. Yes, so I don't have my past anymore.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the first foreign leader to visit Ukraine since devastating floods caused by the breach in the Dnieper River Dam, offered up monetary and moral and military support.
Unfortunately, over the past years, we've seen extreme weather events increase in their intensity and their impact on Canadians, as well as on their cost to families, to provinces, and to the federal budget.
Trudeau talking about Canada's own wildfire disaster going on now, sound courtesy of CTV. This is VOA News. China has been operating a spy base in Cuba since at least 2019. As part of a global effort by Beijing to upgrade its intelligence capabilities. That is according to a Biden administration official who is not authorized to comment publicly. The U.S. intelligence community has been aware of China's effort to set up intelligence gathering operations around the globe for some time. The Biden administration has stepped up efforts to thwart the Chinese and believes it has made some progress. The existence of the Chinese spy base was confirmed after the Wall Street Journal reported that China and Cuba had reached an agreement to build an electronic eavesdropping station on the island. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is blasting the history-making federal indictment against him as ridiculous and baseless in his first public appearance since the charges were unsealed. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Speaking Saturday to the Georgia Republican Convention, the frontrunner for the 2024 GOP nomination for president tried to frame the 37 criminal charges he's facing as an attack not just on him, but his supporters.
In the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Here I am. I'm standing in their way, and I always will be.
In the indictment unsealed Friday, Trump is accused of willfully defying Justice Department demands to return classified documents, enlisting aides in his efforts to hide the records, and telling his lawyers he wanted to defy a subpoena.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power.
I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis will skip his customary Sunday blessing to better heal after recent abdominal surgery. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers tells us more.
Sergio Alfieri, who operated on the pontiff, said any extra physical exertion, like moving to an armchair to recite the traditional Sunday blessing, could be risky at this point.
The Holy Father is following a careful recovery that aims at least strain.
Nevertheless, he also said the 86-year-old pontiff is healing in an absolutely normal manner. Outside the hospital, local resident Alessandra Migliorelli said she's concerned for his health. I feel sorry for him. At this point, let's hope everything will be fine, given he's old, unfortunately. Francis's recent operation removed increasingly painful scarring from past surgeries, as well as repairing a hernia in the abdominal wall. I'm Karen Chamas.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.